the book of Galatians. And Galatians chapter 3, where we begin here, and look at this lesson here, the gospel of Galatians that is taught, is presented to the Galatians by the Apostle Paul. And in chapter 3 here, he talks about the gospel of promise. Verses 1 through 29, again, we're not going to take time to read all of those verses, but we will reference several of the verses through this lesson. But this is the third of six lessons examining the gospel from the book of Galatians. But in this lesson, specifically, we'll focus on the gospel as a message of promise. This promise that it talks about extended all the way back to Abraham. And we'll talk about that as we go on. But as we'll see as well in here, that this promise is conditional. God makes the promise, but also says it is conditional. So let's begin here as Paul begins talking about this promise, the announcement that he makes to these Galatians. He talks about the promise of Abraham in verse 8. He says there in the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. And that promise there that Paul is talking about here goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 12. And the three promises that God was going to fulfill or make through Abraham. And the promises that he made to him. Verse 3, he says, I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And then in chapter 22 and verse 18 of Genesis as well, he says, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Paul repeats this promise to these Galatians here. The latter part there of verse 8 again, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Talks of Abraham. What was this promise to be? How were all nations going to be blessed through Abraham? The Jews thought that all the promises were related to them, because they were Abraham's descendants. The promise there, as Paul tells them, was going to be for all. And as God revealed that to Abraham as well. This promise that God made to Abraham and God's dealings with Abraham demonstrate to us the fact that God cannot lie. Turn with me and read here for just a few moments in Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 13, beginning there. For when God made promise to Abraham, since he could not swear by none greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And thus, having patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men swear by the greater, and every dispute of theirs, the oath is final for confirmation. Wherein God, being minded to show more abundantly unto the heirs of the promise, the immutability of his counsel, interposed with an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have a strong encouragement who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that's set before us. God made this promise here, specifically what we're talking about, to Abraham. And Abraham, of course, didn't really understand completely what God meant by that. But through Jesus, through the Son of God, this promise would come to be fulfilled. It is not a promise that was just words by God, but through Jesus. And that all nations would be blessed was fulfilled by and through Him. Paul also tells the Galatians there in Galatians 3, talks of the promise of the Spirit. Verse 2, beginning there, he says, "This only would I learn from you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith?" And drop down to verse 14. It says, "That upon the Gentiles might come the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through Him." He reveals this to these Galatians, these brethren, but these Gentiles as well, that this promise is for you as well. This promise that in all nations that will be blessed is for you as well. The blessings of Abraham, the promise made to Abraham, that didn't mean a whole lot to the Gentiles, because Abraham was the father of the Jews. But he says through Abraham, and the blessings that come through Abraham, through Christ, and in Christ, you are going to be blessed. Verse 9, he says, for all in chapter 2. Talks about it all. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith working through love." We talked about this last week here, the gospel of unity. That there is neither male nor female, and he repeats this here in chapter 6 and verse 15. Neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. There's no male or female with God. There is no servant or bond servant there. There is no free or bond servant there. He says, but all are one in Christ. You of the circumcision, referring to the Jews, have the same rights, have the same responsibility, have the same rights to come to Jesus that of the uncircumcision, the Gentiles. God made the promises for all. That all nations, the Jews were a nation, but they weren't the only nation. God said in Christ Jesus, His Son, all nations would be blessed. This is the promise, the gift of the Holy Spirit there in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Fellowship with God. That is possible through the forgiveness of our sins. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness of our sins. An eternal life. Psalms. The psalmist writes there in 132, verses 11 and 12. Jehovah hath sworn unto David in truth. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forevermore. Fellowship with God. Without the forgiveness of the sins, it's impossible to have that fellowship. But through Jesus and the promises made by God, fellowship is possible to have with Him. Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 5 and 6. Even when you were dead through our trespasses, we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace have you been saved, and raised us up with Him, and made us to sit with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Christ didn't just die for the Jews, but He died for all, so that all may live together in Christ and with Christ. No longer alienated, as Paul talks about there to the Ephesians. No longer alienated from Christ, these Gentiles. But they're all made to be one in Christ Jesus. And we come to know that by hearing of faith, by the preaching on teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the conditional, one of the conditional statements or provisions that God puts upon this promise, the promise is for those who believe. Back to Galatians chapter 3. Verse 14 again, it says, that upon the Gentiles might come the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then verse 22, but the Scripture shut up all things under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. The promise is not for one who rejects God. The promise is not for one who refuses to hear God, refuses to be obedient to Him, but the one who believes. And believing there that Paul talks about, it encompasses all things. All things that we need to do to have fellowship Christ, with God. All things that we need to have our sins forgiven. But we ourselves, these promises were made thousands of years ago to Abraham. And Paul repeats this promise here, you know, to thousands of years later to the Galatians. What does that mean to us? God is not making that promise directly to us in person. So there must be something on our part that we must do. And part of that is we must have faith to receive the promises of God. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12. That ye be not sluggish, be imitators, but imitators of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith, we inherit those promises. We must have faith. We must have faith in God and all these promises that He made. We don't automatically receive the promise because of our sin, because of sin. We don't automatically receive the promises of God because of the family we may be born into or the country that we are born of. The conditions that God replaces upon these promises to receive these promises is for all. All must meet the same. Our sin, Isaiah 59, our sin has separated us from God. We need to be reconciled to God. Each and every one of us. Each and every person needs to be reconciled to God because of their sin. And that promise is to each and every individual that meets the conditions God has set. To have forgiveness, to receive that promise. 1 John chapter 1, and beginning there in verse 5. John has there written for us, and this is the message which we have heard from him and announced unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. And do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and with the blood of Jesus his Son cleanseth us from all sin. That implies to the statement there we're making that we don't automatically receive forgiveness of God from God. But we must have faith. We must believe. And we must be obedient to Him. We must do what He has instructed to receive this promise. We must respond in faith to be cleansed of our sin. Acts chapter 15 and in verse 9. says, and he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. And that's essentially what Paul is telling these Galatians here, and has up to this point. He says, God has made no distinction between you and the Jew. But in Christ Jesus, all can be one, and all need to have their hearts cleansed by faith. All need to have their hearts cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not different for you being a Jew. It's not different for you being a Gentile. But the conditions remain the same. Remember, Ananias told Paul, when Paul was converted and he was baptized, Ananias told him in chapter 22 of Acts and verse 16, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins." Paul was a Jew, Roman citizen, a Pharisee, and he was told, because he was a Pharisee, and because he was an intellectual man, knew the law, forwards and backwards, that he knew the ins and outs of the law. Because he was that person, and that type of person, and a Pharisee, he didn't receive forgiveness automatically. He was told what Cornelius was told. He was told what the Ethiopian eunuch was told. He was told what those on Pentecost were told. Be baptized to have remission of your sins. That's the promise. The promise that God made to those who are obedient to Christ, obedient to His will, to have forgiveness of your sins. You will be blessed. And that blessing comes through Jesus Christ and that forgiveness that we have in Him. There is neither Jew nor Greek, male, female, servant, free, color, race, nationality, ethnicity, hair color, no hair. It doesn't matter. The promises of God in this respect is extended to all. In all nations, through your seed, Abraham, through all nations, all nations shall be blessed. All people will be blessed. Can we see that blessing? Can we understand that what a blessing that is? Paul was explaining to these Galatians here that this promise of God, God is metaphorically extending His hand to these Gentiles to come to Him, to be a new creature, a new man. Paul then goes on and explains to them how this is done. How you do this. How you come to Christ. How you can receive this promise. In the instruction that he gives to them. We're not going to get into here this at the moment. But the instruction here that Paul gives to the Galatians. The promise is extended to the Gentiles here. The instructions are the same for them as well. The instructions there are the same for you and I. And Lord willing, we'll get into those instructions this evening and see what it is. See these conditions that God places upon us to receive that promise. So we'll jump ahead here and just ask, have you received that promise of God? Have you been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ through your obedience to Him? Your obedience to the will of God? Only the blood of Jesus Christ can do that. Only through the blood of Jesus Christ can we have forgiveness of our sins. No other way. No other way to be reconciled to God. Your sin, if you're in sin this morning, is still separating you from God. But it is possible that you can come to Him. You can have fellowship with Him by being obedient, by being baptized for the remission of your sins, or as an erring Christian. You don't have that same fellowship you once had. That fellowship can be restored by repenting of that sin, asking and praying to God for His forgiveness. Won't you be reconciled to God today? Won't you follow Him? Be obedient to Him in all things. And that crown of life, that crown of glory, the crown of righteousness will be yours. And well done, thy good and faithful servant, will be the sweetest words you will ever hear or will have ever heard. Won't you come this morning? Be obedient to God while we stand and while we sing.